You about ready? Never had someone with whom to go steady. Loved my Apple Betty. Always had a crush on Anna Maria Alberghetti. I know you're waiting for me to include, but I won't, a bowl of spaghetti. 25 years ago, love entered my life, the total embodiment of love. I met, courted, and married my wife. Often got dressed up wearing a blue blazer. Loves me for many reasons, one being I'm from Philly, the home of boxing legend Smokin' Joe Frazier. Life is fun, exciting, serious, and silly. Often when I get going, it gets crazier and crazier, which we know is just a state of mind to keep you from going insane, and me. I often practice my work in front of the bathroom mirror, leaning on the dry yet sometimes wet vanity. I have a problem. I have teeth in my mouth, and I'll get to that in a minute. We knew it was love and did not play games and flirt. Much to everyone's surprise, my wife agreed to marry the younger of the two sons of Al and Gert. From the beautiful, exquisite, and dynamic tropical, where everything is topical, basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsawa Station, this is Marty Ford, live on BBSRadio.com, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, bringing you another powerhouse hour of his unique brand of insight, intelligence, and of course, silliness, where you can listen, learn, and laugh, and become empowered, critically think, and also consequentially think. We're going to add a new one there, consequential thinking. You're going to learn to beat boredom, the enemy of us all. And most importantly, allow and permit yourself to be a kid by coloring outside the lines without ridicule and correction or detention or a timeout at home. After my show, go outside with wet hair. And since summer is here and swimming pools are open, show your defiance by go swimming 30, not 60 minutes after you eat. My goal is for you to achieve your goal. So what did you achieve this past week? Did you make time your friend? Because when you make time your friend, you win. Time is an ally. Two great four-letter words, time and ally. I hope ally is spelled A-L-L-Y. I'm not sure. Did you lose a pound or two by going to bed hungry like millions of kids do who don't have the need to, but are forced to since money and food are scarce? Imagine that here in America, kids go to bed hungry. Some have to make choices whether they eat breakfast or lunch, but not both. And they do this after practicing their skills for 2 to 3 hours in the summer's heat and humidity. For Americans, the most obese country in the world, we're number one. We're number one. That's not fun. Nothing to be proud of and brag. The most obese country in the world. Skipping a meal should be a necessity. And donating that money to those who actually are in need will make the recipients feel better and will make you feel good about yourself. Now, you have to be careful when you donate. Most places around won't take food. We used to take food after the kids' school teams or rec teams, travel teams, had a pasta party, the inevitable pasta parties. And when the leftovers, we'd take to the soup kitchen. And they graciously accepted them. And sometimes we stay around and serve if it was mealtime. But now you can't do that. They don't accept outside food. Someone did something to somebody, forced them. I don't know what happened. So they changed their policies. You have to go through decontamination just to go down there and serve, hairnet and gloves and so forth. They don't make it easy, but the job still gets done. A kid complained one time that he didn't have new expensive brand, the name brand sneakers, until he saw a kid with no feet. When your plate is full, give some away to the person with no plate. So we go from the intro. Not to the outro. Oh, if you want to call on the radio station here, I'll do this early. I almost forgot last week. The number is 888-627-6008. If you want to send me an email, by all means do. The email address is hamp73@gmail.com. hamp73@gmail.com. Well, I got back from playing ball tonight. We're back outside. The schools are closed. Darn. We're back to the unforgiving concrete, both hard on the feet and the skin when you fall or get tripped or get pushed or get shoved down to the hard concrete ground. It's not as flexible and friendly as the wooden floors in the schools, which I said over and over and repeat tonight. They're closed. The time of the year when they're most in need, when kids don't have many places to go, especially if the weather isn't cooperating. And every town wants a rec center. They need a rec center, a youth center, a teen center, a community center. And they have it built in. It's called the school. So take some action. Have your voices heard in your community. I don't know how you do it. Start a petition. Make some noise. Write a letter to the editor. Do something. Go to the school board. Go to the mayor. Go to the council. Go anywhere. But get up, get out, and get going. And let's get these schools in use. So they get dirty, we'll clean them. That's why maintenance staff work. And they work 12 months out of the year. Nothing wrong with that. Hopefully we won't violate any union rules by having them do what they're supposed to be doing. Good folks that they are, hardworking and a bit brave to work all those off hours, especially the workers who come in at 2 and stay till 10 or 11 or 12 at night, where they can get a lot done because the phone's not ringing, there's no meetings to go to, and the building is empty, right? So a guy came to watch who used to play with us. He came up to the park and he sat and observed and was chit-chatting with some of us who know him from years past, because the crowd is getting younger and younger, which is great. I love it. I almost scored a basket tonight. In fact, I did. And they were encouraging me to take a shot, which I did. Of course, I missed those. The ones I took on my own, I made. Anyway, so this guy said, boy, I didn't know all you guys joined the Freemasons. He said, what are you talking about? Well, you're certainly putting out a lot of bricks tonight. We thought that was funny. Now, remember, basketball is a life lesson. The second guy always gets caught. You're watching the World Cup, and we'll get to that in a minute, but in soccer, any activity, physical activity, sports competition, the second guy always gets caught. If I go up for a rebound and another guy goes up at the same time and I get clocked with an elbow or a shoulder and I think it's malicious or intentional or just, and I know his reputation as a body part thrower and banger and all that stuff, then I get a little upset. So on the way down, the other end of the floor of the basketball court, I haul off and push him, shove him, or hit him. Who gets thrown out of the game? The second guy, the retaliatory person. You have a problem with the neighbors. You know, they're setting off fireworks. They got loud music. They got a fire going outside. It's not legal. And a lot of people are afraid to call because they don't want to hear it from the neighbor. Why'd you have to call the cops on me for? I didn't do anything. I'm holding on. We are temporarily experiencing technical difficulties. We will return as soon as possible. I'm hearing it. We are returned. We have returned. Right? We are back. That's like Arnold said, I'll be back. Well, we are here. So what was I talking about? Oh, the second person gets caught. So if someone calls the cops on the neighbor for violating rules, breaking laws or something, the person who called has to look out the window and see if their car is getting keyed or bushes being ripped up or whatever. That's what happens. The second person, usually the person who's the victim, right? And so the criminal gets away with, again, the criminal justice system. Where is the victim justice system? And where is just the right thing to do, the neighborly thing to do, the proper thing to do, and whatever religion you want to call it, that religion's thing to do, right? Where, when do we stop getting so selfish that we think only of ourselves, we can't get past our own belly buttons and consider the other person, right? You have two hands, one to help yourself, one to help somebody else. Unfortunately, many people keep both to themselves, just the way they keep a full plate and a full belly when people are out there going hungry, who are hungry. So be careful when you're the second person in a retaliatory situation. You got to be tactful. You got to know who you are going up against and their position and station in life. When their history, if you can know that, right? We've all had situations where we found out that, oh my God, I didn't know, it was so tragic. Well, you know what? That's an excuse. And we always know that excuses describe failure. Reasons define success. So you're watching the soccer, the World Cup. It's very exciting. Unfortunately for the American team, their best player won't be playing tomorrow. And he works all his life hard and dedicated and sacrificing and all the other things that all these great athletes do. Artists, athletes, creative people. They just put all, they're all into it. And he gets in the first game, like in the first 10 minutes, boom, he goes down with a pulled hamstring trying to come back. Now, I don't know if I've ever pulled a hamstring. I pulled other things, other kinds of strings too. But I know it's painful. I twisted things and stretched things and pulled something. And, you know, the black and blue sets in, the purple sets in, and sometimes take weeks, and he's trying to come back in less than 2 weeks. And if he does, it'll be miraculous if he can play tomorrow, or Thursday, I think America plays. Well, good luck to all the teams. It's very competitive. There's a lot of energy, a lot of action. You can see and feel the passion in their eyes and their hearts and their souls by competing in this. And you know what's really interesting? You forget all the problems of the world. Once the competition started, it's almost like the Olympics. Nations going up against nations. Some of them are killing each other around the world. What is that about? Never have so many died in the name of religion. I can't figure that out. Where are the religious leaders of the world to gather their people and say, hey, enough of this. Go play ball. Go for a swim. Go for a walk. Go pray. Go do something. But put the guns down. Put the weapons down. You know, you get to know the other person. Ignorance is what causes so much of this, and inflammatory leadership, right? The bully mentality. We'll get there too. Now, you know, if I really wanted to watch a struggle for 90 minutes or 90 plus minutes and not score anything, as in soccer, I'd just go to a bar and hang out, because that's the story of my life, right? Hanging out for 90 minutes or more and not scoring. Well, that's all right. That's kind of rude. But I did see something I want to add to the list of things to do to be boredom the enemy of us all. We went to the roller derby. Wow, was that action-packed. We were sitting like 3 feet, 5 feet from the participants. And it was a women's league. And the women are in their 20s, 30s, 40s. We met one young girl. She has to wait a year of training, skill training, and learning the business end of it and how to score and the rules and all. It takes a year to do that. And they do it. They ain't making any money, a couple of bucks if the ticket sales are high. But they like the competition, the camaraderie, the social interaction. And guess what? The fun of doing it, right? That's a beautiful thing to have to do. I met a guy the other day at Sunday morning soccer. Guess what he was doing that night, Sunday night? He was traveling about 50 miles to go play at a street hockey league that he's been in for about 10 years. It's great. It's wonderful. Keep busy. Get up. Get out. Get going. Do something. Be active. Get off the couch and out of the house. Put down the clicker. Turn off the lights that'll soon flicker. And get healthy in the most important parts, your head, your soul, and your ticker. Critical thinking. Critical thinking, we always add something to get your mind stimulated, to get you to go deep inside your soul. In the deep recesses of your gray matter, to try to think of an answer to something that is somewhat puzzling, maybe intriguing, a little silly, a little funny, but it gets you thinking. And the cousin of critical thinking, as I said, is consequential thinking. Sometimes we do things and say, why'd you do that? I wasn't thinking. Well, if you weren't thinking, I paid a price, whatever that price might be. You know, sometimes it's severe, right? Just talk to people who are involved in things that are unhealthy, putting stuff into their body that's taking them away from living life the way life is intended to be living, for whatever reasons, whatever pain they're suffering, trying to mask that pain with substances that all they do is band-aid it, because it comes back as soon as stuff wears off. So critical thinking, consequential thinking. Last week, it was to list or name six things you wear on your feet that begin with the letter S. Now, I have 10, but you only had to do six. And I'm sure you got shoes and socks and sandals and sneakers, maybe slippers. Perhaps you forgot about skis, skates, snowshoes, stockings, and stilts. Stockings is for the older generations, right? Women used to wear them, I guess. Now they're called pantyhose. But they used to be called stockings. So it's shoes, socks, sandals, sneakers, slippers, skis, skates, snowshoes, stockings, and stilts. This week, a little simpler one. Most of us consume this. Maybe not the vegans, the vegetarians, or the other folks that don't eat certain products. But what do you call a cow with no legs? What do you call a cow with no legs? Answer next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Marty Ford, You About Ready, bbsradio.com. By the way, if you want to download and listen to any of my or all of my previous radio shows, when you have time to spare, you don't have to devote an hour, like exercise. 30, 40 minutes a day. And maybe not listening to me every day. That might get a bit much. But a couple times a week to lift your spirits, to have you embrace life, to have you listen, learn, and laugh on the way and the journey to your success and achievement of your goals. We're trying to provide that for you. Actually, we're not trying. We are providing tools to do that. I say we because I can be as big as two people. I used to be, but not anymore. I'm satisfied with the one that I am. Tidbit of useless information. Did you know that rubber bands last longer when they're refrigerated? How about that? I guess the elasticity, I'm sure scientifically it can be explained by Sheldon Cooper on Big Bang Theory more elaborately than I can. But I think the reason they last longer is when you put something in the freezer behind all the food and underneath all the others, you forget they're in there, right? and you never use them. I remember when I was installing tile and linoleum and carpet after military service, working my way through college for a guy who had a one-man business, who was a friend of my brother. And when I came home from service, he came over to the house and we talked, blah, 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 and so forth. He said, hey, I need a pair of hands, a body to do some lugging of stuff. So I did. And I learned a little bit. He was skilled and gifted, the creative artist with his utility knife, a master with that tool, right? And he could do anything with floors. It was great. And I just did the labor work, which was fine. But I did come up with a good line to add a little levity and humor and silliness to see if people actually listen or hear and listen to what's being said and told to them. Because at the end of the job, not the end of the day, cliche, at the end of each job, which could take 2 hours or 4 hours, or we've had 24-hour all-nighters too, when we work some retail stores, getting them set to open up on Monday morning. Often the wife or the mother of the house, the lady of the house, was home tending to all the business that she was taking care of, and she would, you know, let us in the house and show us where we were going, what to do, and we'd set up, and she'd watch a little bit and say, listen, if you want to have a little finger stuck in your floor with these, as I cut the floor, you know, stay here. But if not, leave and go do some stuff and come back in an hour, we'll be done. So sure enough, she'd go about her business around the house or even go out and come back, and she'd marvel. We'd have the floor all done. We wouldn't put back the furniture, tables, chairs, and so forth, cabinets, until she gave her approval and said, oh, this floor looks so great. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. I even forget what the old floor looks like. It just did it an hour ago. By the way, here's payment. Thank you very much. Here's a few extra bucks as a tip. Say, wow, that's really nice. Get paid and get a tip. Tip means to ensure proper service. So I guess we went the extra mile and gave excellent customer service. And she rewarded us for that monetarily. And he let me keep the tips, which usually was 10 or 20 bucks above the price, which was nice. So he said, by the way, guys, how long is this floor going to last? And I would say, ma'am, this floor will last 10 years if you don't walk on it. Whoa! And she, that's wonderful. I don't think she heard a word I said, but she did marvel in the new floor and was very happy to have it there. And we did tell her that the guarantee was 2 years for full warranty and then limited warranty thereafter. But the initial response was just, it just went in. I don't even know if it got one ear to in one ear to go out to the other. Some pun fun. They're so bad they'll make you to the bathroom a run. What does a clock do when it's hungry? It goes back 4 seconds. Ah, the English language and the way I pronounce it. It goes back 4 seconds. It goes back 4 seconds. You can hear the differences in the way I pronounce the F-O-R or F-O-U-R. Unfortunately, I think in America, since we are leading the world in obesity, like I said, we're number one, boo his boo. I think many people are not only back for seconds, they're going back for third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh, and too much. Do push-away. You don't have to do push-ups. Do push-aways from the table. Watch what you're consuming. Get away from the carbs, the starches, the fry, the syrup, the fructose, the sucrose, the high fructose corn syrup, all these sugars that are, boom, stuffed into foods. Coke just came out and said they're going to start a whole new marketing campaign on the benefits and safety of aspartame, I think it's called, that artificial sweetener that I think doesn't do good things for the rats and the mice that it's tested on. But they're going to spend a lot of money. And anytime a company spends a lot of money like that to push their products, you got to say, hey, what's going on? Why do they have to keep telling us? Like when someone says, well, let me be honest with you. Well, everything they said prior to that is what? Dishonest. Maybe a lie. Right? And somebody else is doing it. Oh, Subway, just they're telling us now, hey, all the crap we put in the bread, we're taking that out. We're going to be good from now on. Because why? We got caught. Just like another scandal. Like today I just heard three giant automakers are recalling hundreds of thousands of cars. Well, we'll get that in a minute. Because we have to get on with our cliches. Clichés are today's modern-day curse words, profanities, expletives, whatever you want to call them. We just use them, overuse them, and abuse them to the point that they no longer have meaning, right? They no longer have meaning. It's just a formality, a ritual, an expected response. Just hear the utterances that are said on in the rectangular brainwashing box. If you watch and listen to some of the talking heads on all the cable 24-hour have to fill time shows, even network where there's a 30-minute network news show that's probably about 18 minutes, and the rest is all commercials with the cliches in there that you'll hear over and over again. So this week, we're going to say rest assured. Well, that means you're not getting any sleep, or you're going to be assured rest. I don't know what that means, rest assured. Put your mind at ease, have peace with what's going on, but rest assured, it will be done. Be assured, be certain, be confident. Well, how about just doing it without it giving me a meta message, a message about the message? I love you. Really, I do. You don't need to really, I do. I love you is sufficient enough. You heard me talk about that before. Rest assured is like, trust me. When someone says, trust me, you know you're getting screwed. It's coming one way or the other. You don't have to tell somebody to trust you if you are a trustworthy person and have your reputation like that. But when someone has to emphasize that and put it in, it's almost a meta message. When they have to say, well, if you do this and do that, trust me, it'll work. Trust me. You know, like when someone gives you directions, go down three streets, make a left at the birch tree, turn, go two streets, make a right at the barn, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, it's easy. You'll get there. I'm never going to get there. And I do trust them. I don't trust myself sometimes. That's why my wife and kids have GPS with their high-tech phone. Me, I got the flip phone, and it's fine, fine enough for me. And, of course, the truth of the matter is, there's a good cliche. That goes with, let me be honest with you. In fact, let me be perfectly honest with you. That's a meta message about a message that shouldn't have to be given, right? Let me be honest with you. The truth of the matter is, so what have you been doing up to now? Telling me lies. Uh-oh, watch out. You're going to have trouble with a capital BS when those words are coming your way. Tomorrow, now, I'm old, and I've often told you that you have information as a kid, knowledge as a middle-aged person, and wisdom as an adult senior citizen type, which I'm bordering on. I think I already am, because I do get discounts someplace for a senior citizen. But tomorrow I'm going to have wisdom teeth taken out, right? Now, I'm going to the same doctor who took our kids' wisdom teeth out, and he always said when kids are between 17 and 19 years old, that's the prime time. Well, I think I'm a little delayed. Usually I'm 4 years behind everything, but now I'm like 55 years or 50 years behind everything. So tomorrow I'm going to have him out, 10:30 in the morning. Wish me well, but you don't have to. I'm in good hands. He's a good doctor, and I hope everything works out. The wisdom teeth this year, last year I had orthotics, which are those insoles that you stand in this foam stuff at the podiatrist's office, and he sends it out to a lab, and they make custom fit insoles for your shoes, because I had the bunions, the plantar fasciitis, the Morton's New Roma, and just all over pain, and I'm bow-legged as well. Plus, I'm old, and I can't run. I have nothing to hold my knee bones together. I don't think there's any cartilage or anything. But I'm still out there running and playing, struggling in pain, but contributing in any way I can to, for the good of the team and the love of the game. Because the pain of not playing is far worse than any pain I've learned to endure. But both of these items, that the orthotics and the wisdom teeth, they're not covered by insurance. I'm paying $25,000 a year, or my insurance work contributes. My insurance, I saw it the other day because we just got it renewed and the deductibles are going up, services are being reduced, and the premiums are going up, and less is being covered. So now, wisdom teeth and orthotics, I know, are not covered. How do people do this? What do we have insurance for, right? Everything goes up except income to proportionally rise with expense. I don't know how to do it. It doesn't make sense to me at all why we have this health insurance crisis. I don't know. I mentioned it last week. I'll mention it again. We can raise enough money with my two-year health, national health care lottery plan. The money generated will be more than enough to pay for health care, so people like me don't have to worry about ponying up a $1,000 deductible. Or now, actually, it's 1,000 times two because my wife's on the policy. The kids, they get thrown in for free, right, so far. We only have a couple of years left before our oldest has to get her own insurance policy. So there's problems with the health care system. As I said last week, I'll have what he's having. And who's that? The leaders of our country. the leaders of our country, the ones who make all the rules and sit on various boards and govern and lead and direct and keep us somewhat suppressed economically. Because when you control the economics, boom, you control the people. Bullying. Here's an actual story. I'm not going to say a true story because it's actual. A true. I know. I was there. It happened. It's an example, which, as you know from listening on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, live on BBSRadio.com with me, Marty Ford, your host on You About Ready. You know the best example is an explanation, right? You know me. I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. Well, I'm actually right about this. This actually happened. And it was said with a smile, a sense of pride, an accomplishment. There was a new boss that came in 10, 12 years ago. And this boss had to make their strength known, their fabric known, their fiber, their character, or lack thereof, known to the staff. So there was about 10 or 12 in the meeting. And this person started off by an introduction. My name is so forth and so on, sort of first name, with credentials, because they had that doctor in front of their name. And my parents always wanted a doctor in the family, and they finally got one in me. I have an MD after my name, manic depressive. But anyway, which has changed, I think, from schizophrenia to manic depressive to bipolar, right? BP, like the oil company. So the session starts with a story. Again, this person was given an example to explain their strength, their power, their character, so forth and so on. This person was hired by an organization in the Midwest to come in and to have a reduction in force, a RIF, right? Like a military thing. We're going to have a reduction in force. And we were told that no one had to be fired or terminated or let go. But with a finger pointing at each one of us and a scowl on the face and a clenched mouth, these words came out that said, "I made life so miserable. 20 people resigned, retired, or requested transfers." At the end of the meeting, not at the end of the day, at the end of that meeting, this person exited to go into their domain away from us. And I boldly said, "Life as we know it is over. Get ready for the new regime." And each one of us in those 10 years was targeted maliciously and viciously for doing what we do, and we do it very well. And it was just a shame. She had people, her subordinates, my peers, my contemporaries, people I've struggled with in this environment, worked with, overcome obstacles, empowered ourselves and those in the world to whom we provided services. They had people on their knees crying. So the bully is out there. They give signals. They let you know who they are right away. And once you learn that, once you know who your enemy is, they're not your enemy anymore. You don't have to make them a friend or an ally. You just have to know from where they are coming. Some empowering thoughts for you, because that's why we're here, to empower you to accomplish more than you ever thought possible. To have you believe and understand and respect that you can do what you do best and a little bit more by going the extra mile to seek your reward. And your reward is achieving your goal, whatever those goals are. Be a doer rather than a talker, because talkers talk and doers do. When you believe it, you will do it, whatever the it is. Whatever that it is, when you believe in it and yourself and have the confidence and the preparation to do it, it will happen for you. The win is up to you. Love makes it all worthwhile. Love, live, life. Oh, yeah. And also laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Be silly. Paint your face. I can make you do anything. I can get people, the most mature, educated, elegant, sophisticated, credentialed, knowledgeable people you know will all become a kid when bubble wrap is put on the table for you to play with. Learn something every day. Keep an open mind. Keep an open mind. That's why there's so many rift in the world, so many crises, so many leaders of other countries, maybe here in America too, I don't know, who think they have the power over life and death. They don't have an open mind. They're closed mind, because if you don't do it my way, you're out. Why is that happening? Not good, folks. Look what's out there. Destruction of human life, like we're waste and garbage, residue, refuse, trash. Wealth comes in many forms. Family, love, of course, health, passion, and success, or any combination thereof, or anything else you want to add to it that makes you wealthy. We have a son and a daughter. When our youngest was born, our son, I called my parents and told them their new grandson was there. They both told me, you're now a rich man. Because in their old world, and their grandparents, and their parents' old world countries, to have a boy and a girl, at least, made you a wealthy person. That was what they believed in, the tradition of their culture. And who am I to deny that? That's wonderful. Laugh. You know, I think I just said that. You can never laugh enough. Why? Because you love to laugh. It makes you feel good about yourself and your world. Before you go to sleep, turn off those bang them up, blow them up, shoot them up, crime scene shows that you watch. Forget the news. That's not news. That's old stuff. It's old business recycled. Just different names, places, times, and situations. It's all the same crap. Watch something funny. Read something funny. Tell yourself a joke. Tell whoever you are with a funny story and have them tell you one too. Go to bed with a smile on your face. From laughing and also from pollination, if you were so inclined to do so, that would be a doubleheader. In fact, if you can laugh when you're pollinating, even better. Sometimes people take it too seriously, right? Was it good for you? I don't know. I can't remember, right? Happened so quickly. Your life is your word, your bond, your reputation, and the message you present and deliver. That's who you are. That's who you are telling the world, what you are, who you are, and how you respond in situations. Your word is your bond. Doing, completing, and finishing are statements of character, commitment, and determination. Right? How many things have you started and you didn't finish? Empowered people are going to finish them. Empowered people, and you're going to become one if you follow the little tools that you pick up here every once in a while on the show. So finish what you start, even if it's a struggle to do so. You'll feel good about yourself. It's like exercising. Yesterday, my wife and I took a walk late afternoon, and we had some supper, and we were sitting around, and here comes the rectangular brainwashing box on. I said, whoa, let's go for another walk. You know what? We did. And we were tired because we do about a 2.5 mile walk. We see some neighbors, so it's not a constant pace. We don't keep track with meters to count our steps and measure our rates and pulse and sweat beads coming out of our body. No, we just leisurely walk. It's healthy. So it keeps you away from the cabinets, eating things you shouldn't be eating that you have in the house for other people that you end up eating, right? Not good. So go out and take a walk. The weather's nice. Be good to yourself. Change is good. Often it is the only constant in our life, and that is good. Change is good. Not taking chances, making changes. There's a difference. You can't keep things unless you give it away. Sharing is good. We talked about it before with food. When you have a full plate and you're full, give the other half away. We probably throw out more than is needed to feed the world, at least in America. But that's who we are, and that's what we become. And it's not new to our culture right now. It's going on forever, probably. So sharing is good. Donating is better. Being destitute when you leave this world is even better. So you should live as large as you want, as large as you can, as large as you possibly could ever have 5 cars and 6 houses and jewelry and all this. But when you die and you go and you're in permanent sleep, give it away before you do that because you can't take it with you. There's nothing going on. Now, we're almost coming to the end of June. June, we missed one. June 15th was Global Wind Day. Global Wind Day. Now, I don't have that problem in my life because on the average, the wind is blowing 16 times a day and my olfactories and others' olfactories around will tell you that the wind is blowing. Who did that? We don't have a dog to blame it on, nor do I have one at work or anywhere else. So it was Global Wind Day. We missed it, but since it was global, it probably is still going on. Global Wind Day. And the 17th, we missed also a couple of them. We missed Garbage Man Day. Now, Garbage Man Day usually should be around Christmas when you should tip the people who provide services for you, the garbage men, the postal service workers, anyone who comes up, landscapers, if you have that kind of stuff, show them a little courtesy, show them a little respect. Even during the year when you see people working outside, just offer a bottle of water. If you buy it right at the market, it's $24 for $4 or $3 if it's on sale. So you're giving away 18 cents or something. And you're looking like a hero because you're thinking of someone who thinks no one is thinking of them, who notices what they're doing. And how many of us go through life thinking, hey, does anyone know I'm here? I exist. I'm alive. I can contribute. I have things to say. I have worth and I have value. Or do we just sit and go along like robots and sheep, followers, instead of being leaders of ourself? That's part of empowerment. That's part of feeling good about yourself. That's part of being boredom. And it's mostly part of allowing yourself to be a kid. So we had Global Wind Day, Garbage Man Day. What is this one? I don't even, World Day, June 17th. Did that pass? Yeah, that passed. World Day to Combat Drought. We're going to combat drought. I don't know how you fight drought. Control and manage water. That's for the engineers to do. Because if you can control water, you can do a lot, right? Unfortunately, sometimes, especially in America, too much water gets placed too quickly and too soon, and it floods. And when the storms come, the hurricane season is upon us. So we have to be careful with that. And speaking of the hurricane, in New Jersey, where I live, it's not an oxymoron to live in New Jersey. It's 20 months since the storm, Superstorm Sandy, and we are stronger than the storm. But there are people still out there that don't have a place to live and haven't gotten all the money yet. I don't know where it goes. Probably the same place the money goes when it's sent for relief in developing countries or what's called third world countries. You know, the rice gets through a little bit, maybe a bottle of water, no medicine, no clothes, no furniture or whatever else is donated out there. Books they get. People glad to donate books, get them out of their house. But where does all the money go? So people are still struggling and waiting and suffering in New Jersey, probably in New York, and other places that were hard hit by super-duper storm Sandy. Terrible thing to do. Let's take care of our people. The money is there. It's allocated. Let's give it to those who need it the most, the ones who are hurting and struggling. I don't know why it doesn't. It's simple. Here's money in the budget to help people, and it doesn't get to them. How does that happen? I don't know. Follow the paper trail. June is also, we're going to finish up June because I don't know what's going on next week. National Surimi Seafood Month. I don't know where surimi is, but if you're there, it's the National Seafood Month. I'm going to have to Wikipedia that. National Surimi Seafood. Seafood is cool. When I see food, I eat it. That's an old joke. Probably too many people do that, which is why we're number one in obesity. It's also National Turkey Lovers Month. And we celebrated that in our house the other day by having some on sale turkey wings and turkey legs, a little bit of barbecue sauce, a little bit of buffalo wing sauce. And it was a tasty meal with some salad and so forth. It was good. And in Ohio, OH10, we're going to do it again. That's how you spell Ohio, OH10. In Ohio, it's wine month. And in many cases, in many parts of the world, especially in our country, with a certain group and certain population, it's always wine month. It's too hot. It's too cold. You hurt my feelings. You want cheese with that wine? Because, man, you are making me sick with your whining. Let it go. Grow up and mature and become empowered. You'll like yourself. You'll feel good about yourself, right? You'll have fun. Slow and steady wins the game of life, especially for those in recovery and struggling with recovery. When a Thanksgiving turkey is cooked for 6, 7, 8 hours, the juices flow, the spices mix. The home smells fresh with the overwhelming scent and labor of love. You can feel the love, my friends. Cook the same turkey in a microwave for 2 hours and you get a cooked bird with no flavor, taste, aroma, just cooked fowl, which is what it tastes like. The same is true in recovery. You must realize, understand, respect, comprehend, and acknowledge that you will be in recovery for the rest of your life. Once you do that, half the battle's over. Now it's just maintenance and doing it, living the life of a person in recovery. Doing the same things people who didn't go through the recovery, didn't have a need to go through rehab or recovery do. They're just doing this, y'all doing the same thing. Y'all, or all of y'all, which is the plural, right? You have work, you have friends, you have a social life, you have healthy habits, you exercise, you volunteer, you're religious and you're spiritual. You have a full plate, as they say. And now this is the plate you don't want to give half away because you need it for yourself to maintain your sobriety and your recovery. A few weeks or a few months in rehab is just the beginning. It's like a timeout when you were a kid. It takes the pressure off. It diffuses the situation. It removes you from crisis. It is a learning experience. Being a kid where life lessons are learned, which you can use throughout your life. That's where life lessons are learned when you're a kid. We've often talked about that. As a kid I know told me he's working with kids at a camp. During the orientation, he was told of situations that always arise where patience, tolerance, and diplomacy need to be used. He has these skills because as a kid, he played with that adult micromanagement, overbearing parents and coaches, and annoying so-called grown-ups making decisions to settle disputes and arguments that the kids need to do so they learn how to do it and manage and control their lives. Because when they learn it as a youth, they'll carry it through into the rest of their life, like lifetime carryover sports. It's difficult to pick up a sport later in life, which I did, and which I did with my father. We played racquetball for many years, pop into his late 70s, early 80s, and he settled down and doesn't do it anymore for obvious reasons. And I don't play anymore because there's no one to play with because no one in the upcoming generations picked it up. So I still have basketball and soccer. Recovery takes time, discipline, determination, and all the power words from my book, Power Up Your Power, all of which are used throughout my show to empower you to accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Those who use the microwave approach in recovery will relapse and relapse and relapse again. Considering that the success rate is about 5 to 10%, what are your chances of being successful when you take the quick and easy way to chase your goal? Do you want to take that chance with those numbers to face? Life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. And you have to make the change. And here is where you gather tools and vehicles and opportunities to enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower your world, to critically think, to fight boredom, the enemy of us all, right? You don't have to do roller derby. There's other things you can do, right? There's other things you can do that you like, that you will discover on your own. I'm merely a vehicle here to offer suggestions. But there's going to come a time where you're going to make that commitment, sacrifice, and be resilient because you're going to face difficulties and struggles. Because if it was easy, everybody would do it. And we know that's not true. You, like me, sometimes we need a boost to get us going. We can't all be knowing. Most of us on the too wide side need to stop growing. Take a walk in the wind that's gently blowing, a good way for your journey to begin. You'll feel good about yourself, achieving your goals, just like when you work hard, sacrifice, commit, dedicate, train, practice in the game of life, and win, win, and win some more. So that's what it takes. That's what it takes to win, to be successful, to accomplish your goals. I'm not too good at math, so you got to help me with this. I've seen advertisements for businesses to come to our state, and we're going to give you tax incentives where you don't pay taxes for 10 or 20 years. So they come to town, provide jobs to build and jobs to run the businesses, and they pay no taxes. Where might the construction money to no big contracts, family and friends in the business, and the leftover money remains to build a project with cost cutting and cost overruns acting as a financial doubleheader? We know that happens historically. Oh, it's going to cost 20% more. Gee, I wonder why. Word gets out and the population increases, which means schools for kids, because they built all these buildings or warehouses or industry or office parks, and they have jobs. So what happened? Population increases. We need schools for kids. We need police and fire, ambulance and emergency services. They'll be needed to manage the increased population. But those folks need to get paid and have benefits. Parks and recreation need to be built so kids have a place to play, called a playground, though most of those facilities will rarely be used. And when they are used, there will be for more grown-ups watching and micromanaging than kids actually playing and having fun. Where will the money come from to pay for all this stuff? The organizations have moved into town and created the construction jobs and are providing jobs once all the construction is done. Oh, no, they have a tax break. They're not paying taxes. Oh, so the residents of the town are the actual taxpayers. They're going to pay for all the increased services. So the double-edged sword continues. How do you manage that? You manage by having organizations, companies, businesses pay taxes. The ones who should pay taxes, who don't, it drives you crazy, are the religious organizations. They crank out the money and churn it in every week, every year, millions, maybe more, billions, trillions. And where the soccer, World Cup soccer is, they have Brazilians. Why don't they pay taxes? Why are those so sacred that they don't have to pay taxes? I don't know. I just don't know that. But they're out there. They're out there. The people who want to separate you from your hard work and money with divine devotion and blind faith. Allow the spirit of the holy wonders of joy, revelation, and salvation. Sanctify the existence of the spirit and all that it encompasses by bringing harmony, relief, and solitude to the very nature of its creation, thus capturing the embodiment of grace, obedience, and tolerance in the pursuit of the replenishment of the soul, enlightenment of the mind, and beauty in the world by following that which is told each time you seek the intervention of the holiest of holy, the leader among leaders, and the epitome of wonderment as you are delivered free of what has impeded your way to see all that you have deferred from. As you continue to live as a non-believer, a doubter, a cynic, relying on hearsay, almost committing heresy, gossip, rumor, idle, chit-chat, and others who have negatively influenced and impacted, like my wisdom teeth, your thought process and decision-making abilities, making you all the less wise to and distracted from your ultimate goal of serving he or she who, when followed, never questioned their word, leads to living the uncommitted life of giving without question. Speaking of giving, the time has come for you to give. So give most, not all, save some for yourself, of your money, more than your 10%. I need it more than you to carry on the guidance, leadership, and inspiration I deliver each time we are together. I also need an addition to put on my house, not for me, but for you, who I often think may come by for a visit, if I remember to invite you, though I am very busy with my calling. All your generous, kind, and thoughtful donations are tax-free and will make my life better so I can serve you better. Please give today and every day as I provide you with the unique and special ways to find salvation in yourself. Thank you, and may you be blessed, although he or she may not bless you, even when you sneeze, because he or she has certainly blessed me, and that's all you need. So send me all your money, God. Please send me all your money. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen and a bigger amen? Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Just send in the money. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. That's where we go, right? We need religion for a lot of reasons. We need a religion for a lot of reasons. It's a foundation. It's stories to relive and retell to your kids and their kids and so forth. It's music. It's celebration. It's observation. It's tradition. It's culture. It's language. It's folklore. It's values. But it also comes at a price. Pay to pray. New Jersey, you pay to play. And maybe other places too. But when the overriding theme of prayer and religion is the financial end of it, because it is a business that doesn't pay taxes, that we said before, where does that money go? And there's programs. They have programs for the sick and the healing, which is fine, and home visits and food and maybe children's youth group. We got to be careful with that. But where does all that money go down in the count room, right? What's going on down there? Spirituality. You need religion. I know, because if you're living in Pennsylvania and you're a Lutheran, let's say, and you move to Idaho and you don't know anybody out there, the first thing you're going to do is going to try to find a Lutheran church to join so you can find people of common ground, of like kind, who think and believe and enjoy the same things, pleasurable mostly, in life, which is fine. But you need to develop your spiritual world, the world in which you define the rules. You bring in what you feel is necessary to help you along the way of life, both in good times and bad times, always having a backup in your so-called religious world. That's fine. You can question everything and anything you choose, not like in some religions, who uses repression and oppression in some cases, mild form, not as severe maybe as in the past. And now, like I said before, how many lives are being lost in the name of God, of religion? Not so good, right? And it's not limited. An archbishop apologized for his lavish lifestyle. He may sell his mansion that's worth $2.2 million. Now he's an archbishop. I don't know if there's 45 kids. I hope there's not 45 kids running around that house, unsupervised, or supervised by who knows who, whom. He's there by himself. Maybe a housekeeper. I don't know. But what's a person need? A $2.2 million house. How big is that house? I don't know. Doesn't say. It's got to be a couple thousand square feet. But what does he need that? He apologized for building it. A mansion, it's called. Right? And it was under the objection and complaint. And now he may have to sell it. You may have to sell it. But he won't. He said he took his eye off the ball. I know he didn't play baseball. Right? Which eye off the ball is a cliche. He lost focus. Right? He lost focus and he cited other similar officials having a living simpler life and renounced their meager means of existence. So where does the money go? That's where it goes, to support someone who doesn't need a $2 million house. Well, there's news. We mentioned it last week. The Washington Redskins are going to drop the word Washington from their name because it's embarrassing for all the stuff that goes on down there. Scandal City. I sent an email on the Redskins website. I don't know if it got to anybody. It probably goes out in the cyber world into spam. If you think spam has its own unique flavor, go down to my hometown of Philadelphia and have some Scrapple. Right? Not with an apple. Just have Scrapple. Now you're talking. Well, maybe if they have grits and Scrapple. Now there's a combo with gravy. Let's unite the North and the South. Oh, incidentally, it drove me crazy the other night. I was taking a walk with my wife. Neighbor came by. We started chatting, and we mentioned our daughter's going down. Oh, folks, only about 9 more Saturdays left till the official start of the SEC season. There's nothing like it in the world. And our daughter is down at a school in the SEC. One of the they had a great season last year, and it was wonderful to watch. And I play it as part of my prep work, along with my music. You know, all my music that gets me pumped up and going. And I always want to thank the artists, the creative ones, who, no matter who they are, what they do in the world of creativity, for letting me to visit where they live. And you should do the same thing if you can't get to the artist to be creative like that and have it known. Just thank an artist for letting you visit the place where they live. Just like you should thank a veteran, a military person, for doing what they do so that you can do what you do. Speaking of which, my website is www.connectwithveterans.com, www.connectwithveterans.com. It's a registration site, and you can go on there, sign up, and put all your information in there, and hook up, meet up, get together with your buddies, the ones who you serve with, a special time in life that was so important. Most of us in our youth did that. Those relationships are unique and special. As special as a mother-daughter relationship, which I'll never understand, but I do understand the military relationship. So let's get my website up. It's up and running. Let's get people registered. It's $25 to register, $10 annual renewal fee. The money's going to go back to the veterans. It's going to take a little bit out to help pay for the website. Not much. We'll make everything transparent, right, and open. The books are open. There's only a little checkbook with not much in it now. So let's build up the resources and give it back to the veterans, because they're struggling. You can't rely on the VA, Scandal City down there in Washington. What's going on? Let me run it. Give me the money. Let's serve our veterans. We'll do the right thing. We'll get the money to the veterans. We'll get the services to them, and especially the 4,500 female homeless veterans, half of whom were sexually assaulted while in the military. Leverage is a terrible thing, folks, terrible. And that's why there's so much sexual inappropriate actions out there. It's awful. If you have leverage, don't abuse it, because it's going to come back tenfold, hopefully. Remember, time heals all wounds, but time also wounds all heals. And if you're a heel, you'll get wounded in time. Time is your friend. So I sent an email to the Redskins, the office. Hopefully Dan Snyder got it, but I doubt it. And I want them to change their name. I do, and I think they should. But somehow they need some creative people who we thank for letting us visit the place where they live. Like when the WWF had to be the WWE for whatever infringement they were doing. Very creative. Didn't affect marketing. It is the best business plan in the world. And it's copied and mirrored by so many other organizations. He's a master at it, Vince McMahon and his folks. The Washington Redskins should be called the Washington Redskin Potatoes, because no one's asking Redskin Potatoes to change their name. Just like no one's asking Cracker Jack to change their name. Is that offensive? I don't know. Is that why crackers are now called saltines? I don't know that either. I'm not that smart, but we have to get us thinking. And if you're thinking, you can be doing. And I'm going to be doing as I go along thinking. Because this stuff just doesn't happen, folks. You plan it. Things happen for reasons and not excuses. Did the Native Americans know they were not civilized? Did they know that? Before our white brothers arrived to make us civilized people, we didn't have any kind of prison. Because of this, we had no delinquents. Without a prison, there can be no delinquents. We had no locks nor keys, and therefore among us, there were no thieves. When someone was poor that he couldn't afford a horse, a tent, or a blanket, he would, in that case, receive it all as a gift. We were too uncivilized to give great importance to private property. We didn't know of any kind of money, and consequently, the value of a human being was not determined by his wealth. We had no written laws laid down. No lawyers, politicians, therefore we were not able to cheat and swindle one another. We were really in bad shape before the white men arrived, and I don't know how to explain how we were able to manage without these fundamental things that they tell us are so necessary for a civilized society. Quote from John Fire, Lame Deer. John Fire, Lame Deer. They didn't know they were uncivilized until someone told them. Isn't that incredible, right? We get to know ourselves from what other people tell us. We get to know who we are, things about us, from what other people tell us. If someone tells you you're wearing an ugly shirt, you ain't going to wear it. Someone tells you you're a nice person, you're going to keep moving on. The difficult takes some time. The impossible takes a little longer. Don't look back. You're not going that way. Learn from your past. Live in the present, which is your gift. Prepare for your future. This is Marty Ford. Back at you next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BBSRadio.com, 9 p.m. Power up your power, because the power is in you.